It was certainly a General Electric's company town, and pretty much as General Electric went, so went Pittsfield.
Although the company which brings good things to life is a large part of Pittsfield's industrial past and present, and maybe an integral part of its future, there is more to this Berkshire County city than General Electric. Pittsfield's economic history actually begins much earlier. What is now Pittsfield was originally Pontusic Plantation. The town was named after William Pitt and was incorporated 15 years before the signing of the Declaration of Independence, making it one of the oldest cities in the United States. In the 1800s, Pittsfield, which sits along the Housatonic, was a mill town. Throughout the century, paper and shoes were the big industries, along with a flourishing textiles business. In fact, Pittsfield's woolens were considered so fine that President James Madison wore a wool suit made in Pittsfield for his inauguration. But according to Craig Moore, professor of political economy at the University of Massachusetts, it wasn't until the late 1800s that the instrument with which the city would make its mark would be discovered in North Adams. That was where inventor William Stanley came up with the idea which changed Pittsfield's industrial future.
It was electrical transformers, which is a device that was invented in North Adams near Pittsfield. And it became a major product and an important product as, you know, electrical generation and electric power grew. And General Electric bought that company from the man who invented the transformer and began to produce transformers in Pittsfield.
After inventing the transformer in North Adams, Stanley set up shop in Pittsfield in 1890. The General Electric Company purchased the Stanley Electric Manufacturing Company in 1903. At the time, Pittsfield was known as the voltage capital of the world.
We're looking at the section of the GE facility, the GE transformer facility, about 10 or so acres that GE had proposed to the city of Pittsfield to be turned into a brownfield.
Things have changed in Pittsfield over the last half century. The same transformers which put Pittsfield on the map have given the city a bad reputation. Pittsfield has the dubious distinction of being called PCB Town USA by CNN. PCBs, or polychlorinated biphenols, were used in the manufacture of electric transformers by General Electric for 50 years. They're no longer used, but they're still here. They're in the river, on residential properties, and spread out over hundreds of acres in the center of Pittsfield, where the former GE plant still stands, virtually empty. Company spokesman Dave Warshaw.
City of Pittsfield has seen major changes over the last several years. There are a lot of people who seem to want to be fixated on the past, and the past that may never come again, and that is a single employer that dominates the city of Pittsfield. That's just not going to happen again.
But General Electric does see itself as part of Pittsfield's future. In fact, Warshaw points out that 10 acres of GE's former transformer facility may be redeveloped, and GE will pay for it.
We are interested in the economic redevelopment of Pittsfield, as are the local officials. They came to us looking for whether we would have a piece of our property that would be used as a pilot, these 10 or 15 acres of what once was transformer manufacturing. We were proposed to remediate to an established standard set by the state to tear down the buildings, to spend $10 million that we otherwise would have no legal obligation to spend, and then to turn that property back to the city of Pittsfield to try to attract new industry.
These 10 acres will be redeveloped if brownfields legislation introduced by Pittsfield State Representative Peter Larkin passes on Beacon Hill. A vote will have to wait until the legislature reconvenes next year.
Well, I think GE's contributed a lot here. I mean, the economic growth of this community going back to the last century. They were the largest employer. They were a citizen. They participated. They paid taxes. They gave money to United Way. They gave money to various charitable programs. It's still a valuable part of the community. But General Electric has changed its focus as a company. I mean, it isn't just unique to Pittsfield. in a lot of their industrial sites in the country. They're no longer there. They have moved on and moved out. And I think what's happened here is, if they didn't have the PCB issue, you'd say, well, you know, that's just been the evolution of business. But I think with the PC, they have a moral responsibility, and they have a legal responsibility. And I mean, the issue is in their mind, I guess, is they've met the legal responsibility, but I don't think they've met the moral responsibility, which is to allow us to go on, you know, get over their presence, use the land again, and bring in new businesses.
Outgoing Mayor Ed Riley voices the concerns of many Pittsfield residents. 10 acres of redevelopment is a start, but what about the rest of the city? And that's not all. This year, Pittsfield has been shaken up by a series of disappointments. Another big employer, General Dynamics, just laid off 600 people. And Husky Moldings would have expanded into the former GE Transformer facility, except that the facility remains too polluted with PCBs. Husky is instead considering a move to Vermont.
But Husky's decisions, oddly enough, are what motivated a group of people to get going on trying to get that facility reused. Because had that been available, there's a good chance, you know, they may have taken that.
GE says it's following the state regulatory process. Its problems, Pittsfield is a vibrant place. It's Berkshire County's largest city. It's a center for the plastics industry. GE Plastics World Headquarters is here. The city has a lot to offer culturally and historically. Herman Melville moved his family here from New York in 1850. It was in Pittsfield that he completed Moby Dick. Pittsfield is currently home to the Albany Berkshire Ballet, the Berkshire Athenaeum. The Pittsfield Mets were the 1997 New York Penn League champs. And every July 4th, Pittsfield hosts the Your Hometown America Parade. Its residents are passionate about the city's promising future. Dave Colby of the Berkshire County Chamber of Commerce says the city is poised for progress.
There are some great things that are happening. Unfortunately, what tends to get a lot of the press is PCBs and contamination, but that is somewhat confined to a small area, and there are a lot of success stories currently here in Berkshire.
The success stories include a growing banking industry, the plastics industry, tourism. But PCBs are a big issue for the city, and one that's been an issue for almost 30 years since their use was discontinued. Mayor Ed Riley says it's like managing a chronic health problem. The older you get, the more serious the problem becomes. For WAMC News, I'm Susan Arbetter.